Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome, or I should say, Happy New Year. This is the first broadcast of 2010 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with my cast of characters, Bill the Producer, Mermaid Angela, Jimmy the Bubble Boy is in the studio with us, as well as Single Scott, singlescott.com. So we're here to kick off the new year of Scuba Radio with, you know, what we generally do every year at this time, which is our Scuba New Year's resolutions. We're going to throw them out there. You're welcome to throw in your two cents or what you would like to add to your New Year's resolution list for 2010 at 888-88-SCUBA. Please do so, and we'll see if we can help facilitate you achieving that goal with our background, our two cents, and we'll discuss what we want to put on our resolution. Now, I have a couple things I want to add to the list, but I think we probably need to go around the room and discuss some of these things with the crew and make sure we can accommodate everybody. So we will do that on today's show, and maybe it'll spark an idea for you at home. For something that you can look forward to this year. I mean, we got some pretty cool things already in the works, but I got to tell you, this is the time of year where I literally hunker down and decide what I want to do as far as trips, as far as training, and, just cool things to do related to scuba diving for 2010.
So I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I thought there are a number of things I can do, I think, that would help the show and help me. Yeah. So starting on Monday, I'm going to be undergoing hormone treatments so that I can be the newest Scuba Radio mermaid.
Nudist?
Both. Both. Newest. Yay. And nudist.
Okay.
I've made several suggestions as being a merman, and that has been met with derision.
Yes. One of my resolutions, you just gave it away, was not to let Bill be a mermaid or a merman.
A merman is what you had previously thought, because you didn't think I would go the extra mile. Yes. And have the surgeries.
Right.
And I will. I will do that in order to be able to go on at least one Scuba Radio trip in 2011.
Well, that's last year it was a mermaid. This year it's mermaid and merman. You are not allowed to do that.
I think he should.
This is my gift to the world.
I've already made a rather substantial down payment.
Plus, he's already got the collagen implant in his lips, so he already looks like a sucker
and,
fish.
Yeah. And I hate to point this out, before they can add stuff, they got to take off, and they've already handled that part.
He kind of already looks like the Octomom, don't you think?
He's talking a little high pitch too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I say so go for it.
There's one image we want to erase from our memory banks as soon as possible. So you can consider that a resolution if you'd like. But we're looking for some that are probably a little bit more, in tune with, like, places to go scuba diving and training and that kind of thing.
This, you have to go through some pretty extensive training to be able to become a mermaid.
You do. I mean, there's that whole hazing ceremony, the casting couch issue, it's quite a few hoops you got to swim through.
Angela?
Mm-hmm. You got a long way to go.
Got a long way.
The throat numbing cough drops.
Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, before we get into all this stuff, I got to remind you, we have a brand new website. Go to scubaradio.com. It's fresh for the new year, and it really focuses on all the photos of some of the trips we've been on and the videos.
So if you want to see a picture of me in 2011, start checking out scubaradio.com right now.
Yeah, and he's not wearing a mermaid tail or any kind of mermaid paraphernalia.
We could have weekly updates on how the procedures are going.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing Angela's not in charge of the website. But if you want to go there, you can check out some of the upgrades. I like it. What do you think, Angela? You like the new website? You like the layout?
Mm-hmm. I like that the pictures are up there. It's a lot easier than the last website.
Yes, it's easier to navigate through and really see. Put a picture with the people you hear every week, whether it's Bill the producer, Mermaid Angela, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and of course Single Scott. They all are dive bloggers now, so they're going to have their own little section on the new Scuba Radio website to post their random thoughts, whether it's Bill transforming into a female mermaid, whatever floats his boat, he can put it in his blog.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me at least put it in my blog. That's nice.
Yeah.
My web log. By the way, mine will be called a web log because I hate that contraction.
Well,
it's the worst contraction ever.
It's a dive log. It's your dive log.
That'll be fine.
Scuba Radio.
Yeah, except for I don't get to go diving anywhere. So for me, it'll be about places where I didn't
like
get to go diving with the rest of the group.
It could be your resolutions for 2010. Here's where I want to go in 2010. I'll never achieve any of these. But this is what I would like to do.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So, but the website has been a big work in progress. There's a few more issues we're still working out, but it's coming along nicely.
And before anyone from the chat room gets a chance to throw this out there, so Greg, how come you wanted to make the website easier to navigate? Do you have problems with navigation in general? Just asking.
Yeah. Okay. Have your fun at my expense. Why don't you?
Well, it's not like I should hold back because there's the possibility of reward.
Yeah. Well, I get these kind of comments in the Scuba Radio chat room every week, and it's easier to navigate for certain, but not because of me.
Did I tell you about the time I got lost underwater because I mistook the moon for the light on the back of the dive boat?
Gosh.
That was on a liveaboard boat.
Yeah.
You weren't diving with me because it was at night.
Well, that wouldn't be the only time that's happened. It's never happened to me, but I've heard many a story that has happened, and that's one of the things they warn you about when you're on one of these trips. Remember that you're not navigating by the moon and making sure you're looking at the boat lights as opposed to. But regardless, I digress. Let's get back to the website, and one of the issues that I want to really focus on are the videos, because, we have posted some brand new stuff up there, and we're incorporating YouTube and Flickr, which, hosts all these pictures and things for us.
You are a child of the 2000s, aren't you?
I am. I'm trying to get hip.
You're one cool cat.
Hip to the latest internet jive. And so
it's hip to be square. Group.
Yeah. YouTube. We're going to start putting up all our videos on YouTube. So there's a section on our website that features the videos. The latest one is our Christmas in the Caribbean video, which features Mermaid Angela quite prominently because she and Single Scott joined me on this adventure at Aquanauts Grenada. And
that's a polite way of putting it.
What do you mean?
They were, in fact, quite prominent. We may move on.
No, let's focus on this a little bit more. Because, the thing is that it's on YouTube, and you can watch the video.
I am proud of you for calling
high def, and you can comment on the video as well.
I always do.
And was
Why
it,
are you doing that?
But the comments, we have no kind of, we're not monitoring what people say about the videos. You can rate it on a scale from one to five stars, and it's gotten a five-star rating.
I'm confused. I look at the videos, mm-hmm. and then I make my comments to the computer.
And it talks back to you? Or
no. No, how can you hear what I'm saying to the computer? That's what I'm confused by.
You can actually
you see me when I'm watching these videos?
Yes,
should I put on pants?
Yes. Yes.
God forbid.
You should never have to ask that question. Oh, my God.
So you're saying you were watching Mermaid Angela's video with no pants?
Let's not talk. Let, over.
Moving right along.
Well, maybe you were the one who put in the comment.
Great. You were the one.
You were the one. There was somebody who's already commented on the video, and they obviously enjoyed it. But the one thing they focused in on, do you care to share, Angela, or no?
You know what? People can go to the website and see their comment, can't they? Mm-hmm. There's no sense in us giving it away when people can go there and see it themselves with their own two eyes.
Just go to scubaradio.com.
And one hand.
Click on videos, and you'll see the comments under the video for Christmas in the Caribbean. And this one guy, he
had something to say.
He had a comment.
Mm-hmm. It was complimentary.
I'm going to take it as a compliment. You took it as a compliment, didn't you, Angela?
Yes, I enjoyed it. It's quite, I don't know.
Are you encouraging these kinds of comments or what?
No, I think ones like that is good enough.
Well, you know, there's comments on the website and then there's comments on YouTube. And like the one on Scuba Radio is quite nice. It's from a guy named Tony. And he really enjoyed it.
People should go onto the website to see it.
But there's one, if you go to the YouTube site.
And I'm very proud of you for no longer calling it WeTube.
Yeah.
took him a while.
I did notice a unique comment that someone had posted through YouTube.
Nice.
And it had a, let's just say it focused on two of Mermaid Angela's.
More prominent assets.
Exactly.
Which is what I thought you were talking about at the beginning, when you said it featured Angela prominently.
Yeah, well, there's two reasons to go check out the video.
Nice.
That he focused on. Let's put it that way.
And comment, please.
And, but you know, hey, if you got it, you flaunt it. I don't know. What is the deal there, Angela? What do you think?
Rack 'em up!
That may be one of the words in the comment.
Interesting.
Let's just say,
you know, Angela, here's something that's interesting. Angela was not that color scarlet when this program started a scant 7 minutes ago.
Is that true, Angela? Are you feeling a little awkward at the moment?
A little awkward.
I just embarrassed.
Would you be more comfortable if I took my pants?
No, if
then
you put
I might
your pants
be.
On.
I'll just, I find it weird that we keep talking about this.
Yes, well, it is a new year, and the slate is wiped clean, so, you know, all those.
I resolve to not say anything before I take my pants off in the future.
All the innuendo we had in 2009, we can start anew.
Right.
So we got a. We got to bring it down to the gutter as quick as possible and keep the trend going.
Mission accomplished.
We're on our way there.
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. But anyway, the videos are definitely worth checking out, and hopefully you're enjoying them and seeing what we do when we're out and about. You know, 2 weeks ago, we had our last show of 2009, our Christmas party show. Scott, you had a good time for that one, right?
I got presents.
He got presents. Everybody got presents. And we'll talk about that and some more. We'll share some more of our New Year's resolutions for 2010. Stick around. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker.
You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I think. You know, I just got a press release from my buddy Lawrence Groth at Shark Diving International.
Yes.
SeaSharks.com. He did a thing with Bob Talbot, who is the guy who did all the, underwater videography for, like, Free Willy. And he has this whale photo of a big whale tail that you've seen everywhere in any, you know, kind of art store or poster store. In the mall. Bob's work is all over the place. This guy's world renowned. He's a really cool guy. And but anyway, he was out on Lawrence's boat in Guadalupe, I believe, or the Farallones, with that magician David Blaine. And there's a picture of him, Lawrence, Bob Talbot, and David Blaine working on some great white shark thing. I don't know what it is. I'm going to get to the bottom of it, and hopefully we can report to you what they're working on. But I have a feeling something is at play right now, and we'll report to you in a few weeks on what that's all about. Lawrence at SeaSharks.com has just come out with a new underwater filming cage that they're using with the gray whites. In Guadalupe, where it allows you to get in a shark cage that is mobile. So it has like scooters attached to the cage where they literally swim around underwater with the great whites in the cage, and it allows them to kind of like be a shark with the sharks and film them. And so it's pretty remarkable device that they've developed, and obviously it's caught the attention of David Blaine, the magician, for some reason. So who knows?
He's got a scam working.
Mm-hmm. He's working something.
He's working a scam.
And obviously they're filming it for TV or some movie project. So we'll get to the bottom of it and report to you firsthand on what's going on with that.
I will disappear from this cage and swim amongst the sharks.
He doesn't talk like that. He's very soft-spoken, and he has no accent. He's kind of monotone and a bit boring. Actually.
I will escape.
Okay, maybe like you could give him a few tips there, Bill.
I would disappear inside a shark.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Then swim out of the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that Angela would like to be eaten. In 2010.
I just want to watch it.
Oh, you just want to watch someone else be eaten. Okay. Fair enough.
Not a big David Blaine fan.
There's plenty of that on the internet, Greg.
Yes. So, before the break, I did bring up our little Christmas party, and that was quite an event. We had a little Dirty Santa thing where we exchanged gifts and stole them from each other.
You know, you shouldn't just throw that out there. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, you know what? Dirty Santa, first of all, is something this show would do.
Yeah, well, we have a filthy Dirty Santa.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
When he's a holy cow.
I still smell him a little bit.
Yeah, he was very smelly.
Yeah, even in our new, there's a lingering scent.
But we had a gift exchange.
Yes.
Where you could steal the gifts.
Right.
Which in some bizarre part of the world that you inhabit, it's mm-hmm. called a Dirty Santa.
Yes.
If you called it a Dirty Santa gift exchange, that might be a little less, I don't know, pornographic sounding.
Well, it was, in some third world countries, we would have been thrown in jail if we would have done that.
That's true.
They would have chopped our hands off.
They're actually
trying to steal someone else's gift.
There are certain counties in Virginia.
Yeah, good point. So it was definitely on the edge, but it was a lot of fun. Scott, you had a good time. You scored some pretty cool prizes, right?
Oh, yeah, I got some Blu-ray DVDs, bottle of rum.
Nice. Dirty Santa or Scuba Radio Drunken Santa got some moonshine.
That's why
he is not here today.
No, I didn't think we were going to see him again anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we got another 50 weeks, I think, and I think he's good to go. That moonshine, I heard, was quite toxic.
Apparently, because that explains the deep ruts through my yard. Somebody drove a sleigh right through my side.
Well, good point. Yeah, took out a mailbox or two. I wouldn't doubt it. But it was a great time. Go check it out. It was the December 19th show. It's online there at scubaradio.com. It was quite fun to participate in. And I got to give you a little update, too. Kelly, a Brazilian swimsuit model, was there as well.
Yes, she was.
And she debuted that song.
Yes, she did.
She was like our on-site entertainment. And I don't know.
We got to work on the budget for that next year.
You think?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard from her since, so she might be upset with us because I stole something from her in the gift exchange.
Yes, you did. Her dignity.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is our first broadcast of 2010. What are we going to do? What is on our list for New Year's resolutions? Now, Bill has already said one that he's going to make is he's going to wear pants.
No, that's not what I said at all.
No,
that was suggested for me. What I said was I would stop warning people when I was going to take them off.
Oh.
I would just suddenly not have them.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently it creeps people out when I tell them I'm going to do it, so.
And still unacceptable.
Yes. Still disturbing, any way you look at it. Now, the other thing, you know, we're really focusing on where to go, maybe some training that you might want to accomplish for yourself in 2010. Feel free to chime in at 888-88-SCUBA. Now, I got a couple on mine that I'll share here in just a bit, but what about you, Jimmy? Jimmy the Bubble Boy, do you have something you want to accomplish diving-wise or where you want to go?
Well, first I want to keep my nickname changes under 2 this year.
Okay. All right, yeah. He went from Jimmy the Helper Boy to Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Which is an improvement.
In 2009.
Yeah.
So are you going to stick with that? Or are you thinking you might even want to change that again?
Nighthawk.
Nighthawk.
Nice.
You can't choose your own nickname.
You can call me the Dragon.
You have to earn it. It is a badge of honor. Someone has to give
you
your name.
You could call me the Dragon, because a lot of times when I go on trips with you...
Dragon.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. Jimmy the Dragon Boy.
He could be stealing Daryl Dragon's nickname. Daryl Dragon's not using it.
There you go.
Okay.
Now lose some weight. Probably lose 30 pounds before April.
30 pounds? Or you could just put on a wetsuit and lose 20.
Yeah, well, I'll just take my BC off. There I go.
Yeah, because wetsuit...
Smart thinking.
Wetsuit takes off at least 10 pounds. Yeah. So
if you wore 2 of them.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's an idea as well.
My resolution is actually to go to the convention in Meadowlands, New York, with you guys.
Jersey. He wants to do
New Jersey.
Jersey.
The Meadowlands is in New Jersey. I know the football teams there think they're in New York, but they're mistaken.
Okay, Beneath the Sea in Jersey is in March.
Fun.
Now, we got Our World Underwater in Chicago here coming up in just about a little over a month.
Right.
So we have that one first in Chicago. But you want to do Jersey.
Yeah, he wants to go someplace where it's not abso-freaking-lutely freezing cold. He's willing to go someplace cold, but not abso-freaking-freaking-freaking-lutely.
He wants to go dive the Jersey Shore.
Yes, he does. Doesn't everyone.
TV. Yeah. Maybe that's
love
it. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
We got us a situation.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dr. Deborah Hill, A lot of people call me the scuba shrink or Dr. Debbie. I am a psychiatrist and an extreme diver, and I love the sea like all of you. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's Craig, the dive master, someone I'd certify as, absolutely nuts. But you know what? I love nuts.
Yes, you know, you meet a lot of people in the diving industry, and they're attracted to our show. Some of the more colorful characters we've met over the years, Deborah being one of them, she has friended me on Facebook, on the Scuba Radio Facebook page.
How nice.
Yeah, and she's offered therapy many times, but I've never taken her up on it.
Yeah, because you know it won't be free.
Well, it won't be free.
I don't think it'll be free, Greg.
I just didn't take her up on it because I figured I didn't need any. I'm the only normal person a part of this entire crew.
Don't be ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Not only will it not be free, but I don't think you could qualify for the financing that we would be required for you.
Okay, fair enough. But I still think I'm good without... Why do I need a shrink to tell me that I'm crazy?
Yeah, what you really need is... Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, come
on. You've got us.
Exactly. I don't need to pay for that. I get it every week right here. So anyway, but we do have a Facebook page there at Scuba Radio. It's actually, we just started this up actually a couple months ago. So it's still very new as part of the new launch of the ScubaRadio.com website. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of kind of ramping it up a little bit more on Facebook and Twitter and that kind of thing. So you can go to the ScubaRadio.com website, and you'll see a little icon there for Facebook, for Twitter, for MySpace, and the works. And, you know, I noticed, a lot of people are finding me on a more personal level there on Facebook.
Right.
People I haven't heard from high school and things like that, where, you know, I was abused as a young fat kid, and all these people I hated in high school now are my friends.
How nice.
And, I'm a little disturbed by that.
Understandably.
But whatever. Hey, the more the merrier. And now diving has kind of brought us all together. Mm-hmm. And they're scuba divers, too, and they want to be a part of our group, and that's cool.
And they figure they know you, and you can get them something for free. Little do they know.
Exactly.
Now, any of them hot chicks?
Well, you know...
Because they stand a chance.
Well, exactly. There's all kinds of different people. I mean, there's an old childhood friend of mine who actually found another friend of ours, this girl that is kind of like your first crush when you're like 10 years old and the girls are chasing the guys and they're like trying to kiss you and stuff. And you're like, gosh, what is this? Cooties.
They got cooties.
Yeah.
You must get out of the range of cooties.
Right.
Which girls, turns out, can shoot from their nostrils. A lot of people don't know that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you know, a year or two later, then you realize, wait a minute, cooties are not all that bad. And, of course, now they have an aversion to you.
So well, there we go. And that lasts for about 15 years.
Yeah, but he found one of these girls, and he shared the story with me. He says, you know, I found this girl, Rosemary, and I ended up emailing her, and I told her you had a major crush on her when she was a kid and stuff. Did she know that? She said, absolutely. And basically like, oh, yeah, I knew he had a crush on me. I was totally rubbing his nose in it, working him over like a dog.
How nice.
And these are the friends that have joined me.
These are the friends you found on Facebook.
Yes. Do you have one of those types?
Turns out I got a similar story.
Really? Scuba
Radio. How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 22. To avoid stinging pain that leaves a nasty welt, never under any circumstances ever, ever ask a female dive buddy if she'd like to hold your safety sausage.
Get on top, honey.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, it means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's up, Jeff?
Not much, Greg.
Feeling pretty mellow, actually.
You say that like it's unusual.
Nope. Just a moment of panic on the way down here this time.
Why?
Well, I got to the airport to fly down and thought I'd left my wallet at home.
Yep, that would make me panic, too. What'd you do?
Same thing I always tell divers to do. I stopped, got myself under control, thought through the situation, and realized I'd simply put my wallet in another pocket.
Way to deal with it. This sounds like a great topic for us to discuss.
What would you like to know?
Well, first, what is panic?
Well, panic is a sudden, overwhelming, intense reaction to a perceived threat or stressor. And I say perceived because panic doesn't necessarily have to be caused by something real. It only needs to appear real or be believed to be real.
Like believing every shark is going to eat you, right?
Right. They're almost always going to leave you alone. But if you've convinced yourself they're a constant and immediate danger, you might just panic when you see one, even when there's no actual threat.
But you can see how someone might get scared.
Sure. But fear and panic are two totally different animals. Fear and even anxiety can be both healthy and helpful. They produce adrenaline and make us more alert to danger, and that can assist in finding solutions to problems. Panic, on the other hand, goes beyond anxiety into the realm of irrational thought and full-blown terror. These are not helpful and actually can contribute to the inappropriate or harmful choices you see panic people make, if they react at all.
That explains why panic divers are sometimes unresponsive.
Yeah, panic tends to turn a person's focus inward to the point that the perceptual narrowing we learned about in our dive training becomes a reality. The focus is zeroed in on one particular element of the problem instead of the whole scenario, which really impedes a person's ability to deal with it.
So what causes panic?
It begins with stressors and fear and escalates from there. It could be fear of the unknown, an imagined threat, the inability to deal with problems. The list is pretty long of what a person really fears. But as far as divers go, there are common stressors that tend to trigger the response that leads to full-blown panic.
Like what?
Fear of exceeding dive profiles and what might happen if you do is one. Task loading is another.
Environmental factors are a big one.
Absolutely. Fear of equipment failure is another. And just plain being out of your comfort zone, whether from peer pressure or your own choices, is probably the most common of all.
So telling people not to panic is easier said than done. Well, how do you really deal with it?
Well, the best way to deal with it is to try and avoid it in the first place. If you have a fear about something, like sharks eating you, talk to someone about it. Often hearing from others with experience can allay your fears and put your mind at ease. If you worry about your equipment failing, make sure you get it serviced and maintain it properly. Stay within your comfort zone. Don't go beyond your training and experience, and keep within your limits. If you're learning something new, take your time. Staying comfortable goes a long way in avoiding panic.
And take care of yourself. If you're not feeling up for the dive, mentally or physically, just don't do it.
Excellent advice.
So if you're unable to avoid it?
Before you get to full-blown panic, you'll go through initial fear and anxiety. When you feel that coming on, stop. If you do nothing else, stop. Doing that will give you a chance to think. If you find you're having trouble thinking clearly, just breathe. Focus on your breathing and remind yourself that it means you're okay. The key is to try and retain some level of calm, because if you can do that, you'll be in a better position to find a solution to the problem.
And of course, once you find that solution, act on it.
Yep. Get yourself to the surface and inflate your BCD. Drop your weights if you have to and signal for help if you need it. But above all, keep breathing as normally as possible and try to stay relaxed.
What if it's your buddy who panics?
First, do your best not to join in. Second, don't do anything that will put you at risk.
Especially since they may not even realize you're trying to help them, right?
Right. If you have to approach, do so in a way that avoids flailing arms and legs. And if you're able to help alleviate a problem, like disentangling the diver or inflating their BCD, do it. Do what you can to help. But again, don't put yourself at risk.
Is there any way to be sure you avoid panic?
There are always ways to reduce the chances. We've talked about some of them here. But it's important to remember that no one's immune to panic, and there's no guaranteed way to avoid it. If you can identify fear factors, you can take steps to try and reduce the impact on you. But even the most seasoned divers who have supposedly seen it all can panic. And it can be for a variety of reasons. Disorientation, nitrogen narcosis, another problem he's unable to communicate. You just can't know. The best you can do is avoid what you know to be problematic. Try and recognize impending panic and deal with it while it's still anxiety, and maintain a level of coherency that will allow you to deal with the problem.
Comfort is the key, eh?
To so many things.
Some are more prone to panic than others, but no one's immune to panic. So be aware and be prepared. Know yourself and what makes you anxious, and do what you can to become comfortable with the situation. Stay within your comfort zone, and if you feel your anxiety start to rise, do your best to stay calm and in control. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And yes, we are back here for the first year, first broadcast of 2010. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, we were talking about our Facebook page, facebook.com/scuba radio. You can be my friend just by going there. And you'll be updated, you know, through Facebook here and there with our videos, pictures, that kind of thing. But like I had said before, our Dan tip today, you know, people are coming out of the woodwork that obviously have heard about scuba radio, which is great. But then there's those folks that, you know, you went to high school with or whatever, and they have, befriended? Is that what they call it, a befriend?
They have befriended you.
Yes.
Or they have friended you.
Okay, they have friended me. And,
right.
You know, they're people that I haven't known for, you know, 30 years.
Right, but they remember Greg the Dive Master.
They knew me before my diving.
Oh, interesting.
And then they come out in, you know, it's
interesting. What did they call you in high school, Greg?
Let's see. Fatty. That's
Mr.
all I really remember.
Mr. Boombalatti.
Is that it? Fatty Mr. Boombalatti?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. But it's okay. You know, the more the merrier. And then they find out that we're doing this little scuba radio show.
Yes.
And they become, you know, friends or what fans, whatever. And you've had the same thing happen. So we got to talk about your little experience.
We will do that.
Positive or negative, I guess, is in the eyes of the beholder, right?
It remains to be seen.
Okay. I'm listening.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving. Come on, come on, dive, dive, dive. Sink and slow down, dive, dive. Sink and deep, dive, dive, dive. Come up to town, we dive.
Yes. We dive at 5, according to the lead singer of Iron Maiden. For 2010, here's a resolution I have. More dive-related music to share with the world. More dive songs should be produced. And if they are, I will play them right here on Scuba Radio. So all you aspiring young musicians out there, you want a big break?
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Scuba
you
Matt?
Do not remember the experience we had with the punk rock band.
Yeah, Scuba Matt. That song, Scuba Matt, that's what I'm referring to. At the end of 2009, we broke that band.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're nowhere to be seen now.
No. It's because they're so popular due to their exposure on this program.
Yeah, I do think they friended me on Facebook. I think the band, Into the Fire or something like that.
Yes.
What is it?
I got to tell you what, the greatest name for a punk rock band ever... I Blame Dad. There would not be a better band than I Blame Dad.
Okay.
I gave that to both of my children who started punk bands. Neither one of them took it. Neither one of my kids took their father's idea for the name of a punk
rock
band. Can you imagine? So I give it to all of you.
All right. Well,
I Blame Dad.
I had the same thing.
Name.
I gave my kids a name for a band called Pushu, thinking that it would sound like a Japanese heavy metal band.
Correct.
Right.
Because the Japanese are so legendary for their heavy metal.
Right. But that, I said that's the story.
Kiss,
you go with.
Megadeth, Iron Maiden, and Pushu.
Yes. But the real story is we were on the. I was walking him to school one day, and he got some poo on his shoe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hey, that'd be a good name for a band.
Yeah.
Ironically, he didn't take my advice on that one either, Bill. So I feel your pain.
As well,
there
you
is
do.
No Pushu. There is no.
No, I blame
my dad. And but feel free to take those ideas and
run with them.
Yeah,
do what you need to do. I blame Pushu.
Why not? It could work. Combine the two.
Yes.
Now, you know, these guys have befriended me on Facebook. You've had a befriending or a friending. That we're going to talk about an hour or two of Scuba Radio, which we don't know if it's good or bad.
I know, but we built it up for 30 freaking minutes, and it better be good.
It better be good. We're also going to check in with Eric Douglas. He has a new release in his books by Eric.
That it also better be good.
Oh, it will be.
One of
it
my
is.
Resolutions is to beat the snot out of every author I don't like his writing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sure Eric will be happy to hear about that. So stick around. Hour two on deck of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.